The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Check. Here we are, friends. Here we go. Coming up right at this break. You know how it works. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You can see her now on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be adding a couple new pictures to that in just a couple days, just saying. Folks, welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It is very cold. It's snowy, windy, and it is very cold in the state of Minnesota. And we're calling it Minnesota. It was actually snowing a little bit this morning. Yesterday, just a little tiny bit, but it's really windy today, and it's below zero. It was today, yesterday, and I think the day, it's been cold like this for the last couple weeks. So it's been crazy. But, friends, I just wanted to let you know that if you're in the western states, congratulations. I'm very pleased. I'm happy for you. I wish I was sitting where you were sitting. If you're in Hawaii right now listening to the Sons of Liberty, wow, that'd be great. I mean, do you got an extra room where we can come over and just hang out, me and four guys? And, well, I don't know if our producer would come with us and his wife, but
we'd probably just leave them at home.
Yeah, something like that. If you guys got an idea and you're in Hawaii, will you give us a call? Maybe we can broadcast live out of your house. That'd be a good idea.
That's a good plan.
Yes. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to our Facebook. It is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can check out two different pages, one personal, one fan page, Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, two different pages. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and I have to let you know if you didn't know this already. Folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, and why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, I can only second what you had to say because you stole my line. That was my line. I'm supposed to say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Did I say that?
You did.
I'm so sorry.
So all you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to second that. It is a terrible place to be when you're...
Sorry, Steph.
That's all right. I'll accept your apology. I forgive you. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, so I can only second that. But before we continue with our radio show, of course, we want to highlight our product of the week. Now, usually we do a product of the week, but of course, around Christmas time, everything is special. We have Christmas packages. So this week we are highlighting our Christmas package of the week, and this week we are highlighting the Virtue Package. The Virtue Package includes One Heart, which is the testimony book. It's actually my testimony book. It's a life story of kind of how I grew up and how I met Bradley and actually how our ministry began. It's great for all ages. It's especially good for teen girls, you know, college-age girls, women. It's a great book. And there's a Virtue Message CD, which is the CD that we do in schools. It's the PowerPoint message, which goes into detail about a lot of different things from purity, from who you are on the inside is far more important than what you look like on the outside. We deal a bunch of different issues.
Which does not give license to just go ahead and stuff your face with 14 different, sweets and then have a Diet Coke at the end of the day and say everything's good.
No excuses. And it also includes 10 virtue stickers, which is great for, you know, teenage girls love to put things on their notebook. It's great for the girl in your family. If you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, that is your excuse again. going to check out the new website, or you can call and order at 1-866-233-0747. It's a $10 donation to the Sons of Liberty. Of course, you monthly sponsors, you Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week. Not 1 week, not 2 weeks, not 3 weeks. But every 52. Week. Every 52 weeks. I like that. That's quick thinking. I like that.
Yeah.
So please do check it out. Go there and order it. It's a great Christmas package. Of course, you want to give the gift of Christ in all you do. And so it's great when you say, hey, you got that girl who you're kind of having a hard time getting through. She's maybe rebellious. You're not really able to communicate with her. Just say, here.
Or she just doesn't like you.
Or she just doesn't like you. Might
Let's
be the situation
is.
But you know what? This is a great thing to do. Just say, here. Here's a one hard book. I would just value your opinion on it. Tell me what you think of this book. And you're not saying, listen, you need to read this. You're totally on the wrong track. Everything's going bad in your life. You're crazy. You're horrible.
That's the prophet's message.
Yeah, that's the prophet. Let the prophetic message come through. But you know what? This book contains, it shows the way of salvation. It brings you through law, judgment, mercy, and faith in a very clear way that young people can understand. And like I said, it's great for even older as well. But just say, I'd value your opinion
older.
On this. Older, you know, like, you know, older, middle-aged women. Older women.
Yeah, older folks.
Older folks, that's right. You know, you're as young as you feel in your heart. So whatever you wanted to classify as older is older. But I also want to highlight a couple different comments. We had this great one from Marilyn. She said, heard you about 5 a.m. on Mountain Talk 97.1, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Amen.
Made
down south.
Very down south. Yes. Actually working with a man today who's helping with some things, and he is from, you know, right in the heart of, he said it was, okay, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
And New Orleans.
Texas, New Orleans.
She said it's not
New Orleans, it's New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's what he said. So we were, you know, we got ourselves the right interpretation of how to say that there today. But
well, we sound funny to them folks.
I think so, too. Yeah. And we were actually making fun of some of them when we were out in the road. And let's say, hi, my name's Kylie.
To the point
it's
of.
Like, what?
Oh, it's like, whoa. I mean, that stuff is like
it's so
sloppy
strong.
Sometimes.
And this is Kylie. I'm like, who is this? Kylie? It's like, oh, hi, Kylie. It's, you just got to kind of roll the punches
Kylie.
When you're down south or on the East Coast. But this is what she said. Made me cry and ask the Lord to tell me what I can do to help stop this. You're probably talking about the problems going on in the world. Love you to pieces, both you and your princess. Just wish you were on more here. God bless and keep you safe with his arms around you and your sweet family. That was from Ireland.
We could be out there more. That would be 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And ask for Chase.
Please do.
He can take care of that for you.
For all of our bookings, we're working on South Dakota and California right now. So if you're out there and saying, listen, I want to bring this message to my community and make a difference, do call 1-866-233-0747.
Now, again, not trying to give ourselves accolades, but it is interesting. Almost without fail, there's a standing ovation. And people on the radio are trying to say, why is this dude getting a standing ovation all the time? Of course it's not me. I'm not stupid enough to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Holy Ghost and it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
That's what it is. So if you'd like to experience it, that's what our Pretty Little Princess is talking about.
Yeah.
Do you like Pretty Little Princess?
I'm okay with whatever.
I kind of like it.
Okay, well,
it's not immature.
I don't want to call myself that. If you want to, that's fine.
I got to kind of let the cat out of the bag here. There is a reason that you walk around with this little thing on your head.
what's it called?
Yeah, your crown.
My crown.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's, what's it called? You're a Pretty Little Princess.
Yeah, I know. There's
the
like a word for the crown. Like it starts with a T, but I can't remember.
I'll Tiara.
Tiara.
Yeah, my Tiara.
There you go.
Boy, honey, I'm the guy here, and you're. Okay.
You know more about tiaras than I do.
We're gonna figure that much out. We're gonna come right back. We're gonna continue on our little discourse. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are open. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi. have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Oh, you know what's interesting this morning? MSNBC is at it again. And it was CNBC, and then I believe it was MSNBC. That I had actually posted two different videos that were out there.
I saw them.
It was over the top. One of them, he was saying goodbye as they were airing off, and what he didn't realize was his microphone was still on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to the two girls on each side, or one girl on each side of him, let's get the blank out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize it was still on.
Yep.
And then another NBC affiliate across the country was playing some racial, you want to talk about racist music. Well, it was actually black folks talking about the N-word. And it was just over the top. And they were playing this as an outro, you know, kind of teeing up to their break, and it was like, oh my gosh, these guys are getting popped left and right.
It's unbelievable.
And their stupidity. I mean, they really are. They're getting caught in the snares that they lay. They mean to demean other people that are actually standing up for the American ideals, and then they're getting busted. They themselves are falling into the ditches that they themselves have, you know, dug.
Well, I think it's a good point when you say, you know, you look at these newscasters, and you brought this up when you were showing it to me today. It's, what kind of people are these people that as soon as they would get off air, they would have such a foul mouth? And if you look at what they're reporting on, and then you go back to what you've always said in the assembly program is, what did the people who are in the media, what do they believe? Well, so many percentage of them never attend church. So many of them believe homosexuality is not wrong.
Yeah,
they believe 76%. That abortion is not wrong. I mean, you go to the whole line of what they believe. And then why are we surprised when they shoot off, you know, vulgarity out of their mouths? It's like, wow, these are the people that are reporting the news. You know, newscasters should be kind of all-American. Here's your news for the day.
I can actually give you the stats on
that.
Sure,
do that.
Okay, if you look at what the media believes, 40% or 47% of those that actually promulgate the news through the state-run media, you know, the ABCs, the CBS, the MSNBC, the Fox News, so on and so forth, 47% of them believe adultery is cheating on your mom or your dad is okay. Yet it's a violation of God's law. Exodus 20, verse 14. By the way, friends, in every state in our union, adultery is illegal because our laws, again, are laid out in what? The Mosaic Institution. God gave law. And isn't it interesting? You know, one of the things I was thinking about, I'm kind of shifting gears, but I'm just going down a little rabbit trail as to what we're talking about right now. Isn't it interesting that if we want to walk at liberty, then what we do is we do unto others as we'd have them do unto us.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want somebody cheating on my wife, then I don't cheat on him with his wife.
Right.
And it's like if I want to, you know, one of the things my kid said the other day is, Dad, why do we have locks?
Mm-hmm.
We have locks because people don't understand God said, thou shalt not steal. But if you want to walk at liberty, then don't steal and don't steal other people's stuff, and you don't have to have locks.
That's exactly right. I remember we were actually on the road. We did an assembly. We did 100 schools one year, and I was pregnant with our first son. And after he was born, I remember I had to go to a locker room to feed him. And I was sitting there, you know, in this locker room, and I was looking all the locks on all these lockers. And I thought to myself, wow, if we would just obey the commandments, we wouldn't have to have all these locks in the locker room.
That's true. And that's what walking at liberty means. When those that obey the laws of the land, you walk at liberty. It's in the book of James.
That's right. And you know, and the thing too is people say, well, we don't need to be too harsh on crime. Listen, we...
The problem is you're not harsh enough on crime. The problem is you should judge when the professed church is saying, thou shalt not judge.
And if you've ever been the victim of having something stolen from you, you know that, man, I want justice done upon that criminal
because
I'm having to go through all this havoc because of his lawlessness.
Yes.
And lots of times the criminal ends up going free, not free from the Lord because they'll never be free.
That's right.
But, you know, you do reap what you sow. But in a sense of it's like, why is it that we hear the victim is saying, well, listen, I want justice to be done. And some people say, well, you can't be just too harsh. You're really not looking out for those future
victims.
You're not.
That's, by the way, that's a lack of mercy to those victims at large that will become victims if the judge doesn't pronounce sentence upon the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mercy to the people at large when the judge brings forth judgment and harsh judgment upon the criminal so he doesn't commit the crime again. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. That's what we're hearing today is you don't want to be too light on them or too heavy on them or too hard on them. That's the problem in America. You have thievery, you have murder, you have liars, perjury, you have all this other stuff going on in this country, which are direct violations of God's moral law. And because of that, look what happens. Because they're soft on crime, they only encourage the criminal to commit the crime again and again.
That's right.
And what's also interesting is you live in a community now across this country in the United States of America that now has a rule called three strikes and you're out. So what are they telling people? Go ahead and commit the crime not once, not
twice,
but be careful the third time because the third time we're going to actually be harsh with your crimes. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Until it happens to those that legislate. And see, the problem with us in this country is we need to understand that we are the legislators because they represent us who enforce those laws in the first place.
So bottom line is keep those commandments. And when you're looking at what the media, those who are in the media, what they believe, you can't be shocked.
I can give you some more stats.
When you see stories come across as they do, it's like outright lies.
Yeah.
Go ahead with those.
76% see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Romans 1:26, Leviticus 18:20, Leviticus 20:13. This is illegal, friends. It always has been, always will be. 90% are for aborting a baby. Those that promulgate the news. Again, read Exodus 20:13. This is illegal. By the way, abortion has never been legalized. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. He also said that's in Proverbs 6, and he also said in Exodus 20, thou shalt not kill. Friends, it may look like law, smell like law, and may even have the color of law, but in fact, friends, it is not law. And as you said earlier, 86% of those that promulgate the news actually see nothing wrong with abortion.
Whatever,
I'm sorry, not only abortion, but also, that's 90%, but those that, the news anchors and those that report to the state-run media seldom or never attend church, and for the most part, I don't blame them, but they have the same Bible I do, so therefore I do.
That's right, and if the laws of man do not conform to the laws of God outweigh the laws of man. We ought to obey God rather than man. So,
amen. And who said that? That was William Blackstone, and then it was Peter and John in the book of Acts. But let me go back, friends, because this is a good topic, because I was the one who actually kind of initiated it, and then Stephanie jumped in on board and kind to push it a little bit. I just think it's important for people to understand that what Joseph Goebbels said, Adolf Hitler's propagandist, he said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, he said, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequence of their lie that they contrived. I can go to the present day, friends. Look at Obamacare. You have everybody and their dog talking about Obamacare, but how many people are actually out there And I know that there's some that are actually saying it is unlawful, therefore unconstitutional. Very few. And that's all you have to do is point your finger at the law. And when the people become the law, because we are the law, America, then and only then when we enforce the law do our representatives actually obey the law that they are to enforce.
And you know, the thing is you have to mean what you say too as far as that goes. Because sometimes, you know, you can have a rally and stir people up. Like, for example, in Minnesota here they have a National Tax Day rally. It happens once a year.
So
people think, yeah, the people, they do it every year.
Yep.
It's just a consistent
And the politicians
thing.
Know I'm going to take that weekend off.
Exactly. Yep. They do it, you know, it's just what they do. It's not pushing them to do anything. It's not putting the pressure on them. See, people say, well, if you can come together in Washington, D.C. for one good rally, great. But if you don't apply that pressure for the rest of the year, it's not going to change anything.
That's right.
You have to be adamant, not, well, I'm adamant, you know, 1 or 2 days a week for a couple hours, and then the rest of it's my own time.
Yeah.
Listen, you have to keep your consistency if you want anything to change and show. Listen, we are serious, and we're relentless, and we are not going to stop until our answer comes.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too, is when you look at the politicians, there's a couple things I can say, really. Let's go back to Obamacare really quick. It's clearly unconstitutional. It only becomes effective, listen carefully, people, it only becomes effective, this is what we're saying here, speaking of Obamacare or any other unconstitutional, unlawful act, it only becomes effective if the people fall into line with the administration's unlawfulness and its unconstitutionality concerning their procedures and their propaganda. And the propaganda, it is. Last week we were talking about the criminals that are behind Obamacare. We know that they're socialists. We know that they're domestic terrorists. Friends, what is it that you need? You do not submit to government that advocates crimes against heaven.
That's right.
Nowhere in Scripture can you find that. Scripture does tell us we're to overcome evil with good, and overcome evil with good we will do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So there's
anyways,
a lot of good stuff to say about that.
I was going to jump over to this. Interestingly enough, just kind of speaking about those that advocate the lie, we have this, seriously, friends, Senator Dianne Feinstein. She just recently said all vets are mentally ill in some way, and government should prevent them from owning firearms.
Oh.
I mean, friends.
The ones that fight for her freedom that she walks in.
It reminds me of Henry Kissinger when he said that the United States military said they're nothing but a bunch of stupid animals. And these people are around this administration, and we see what they say about our military, friends. We're talking about our military. And if they're fighting, bleeding, and dying, losing life, friends, and possibly limbs or eyes or feet, whatever the case might be, friends, we don't stand down in the face of what's going on and say, give them a pass, that's cool. No, we stand up against it because that's what makes us patriots. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. I want to talk about Feinstein just a little bit more. She is a piece of work, and I do believe that she is seriously mentally ill. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, we are doing live radio. And live means I'm pulling up this information as we are online live. Speaking of, oh my goodness gracious lady. She is seriously, you folks out in California, why is this woman still sitting there? Why is she considered one of your representatives? You can take a look at this individual and know something seriously, seriously wrong. Senator Dianne Feinstein said, all vets are mentally ill in some way, and government should prevent them from owning firearms. Really? But they were good enough to fight your wars, weren't they? Isn't that interesting? Showing you the hypocrisy. Showing you how expendable you are. They don't need you. They just need you for their purposes. And then when they're done with you, they throw you away. We can see that's going on in this country right now under this administration. And the American people, by the way, take responsibility, are allowing it to happen. Another thing that this woman called for, Senator Dianne Feinstein, she had said this of criminals. Now, friends, listen to her logic. And when I'm saying this, I'm not kidding you. Tell me there's not a mental ailment. Let me put it this way. She's about five cans short of a six-pack. That's probably a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
But she said, quote, unquote, when the gunman realizes that nobody else is armed, he will lay down his weapons and turn himself in. Ugh. She said that's just human nature, really. Now, what's interesting about that, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, she's the author of the 1994 assault weapons ban. She is leading the charge on Capitol Hill to bring back the legislation since it expired in 2004. The goal is the complete disarmament of the American people so that the government has total control over all firepower. Of course, remember what our forefathers had established. I believe it was Mason, George Mason. You can correct me if I stand incorrect. He had said, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns. Of course not. Because, again, you and the government, by the way, you are the militia, America, but you and the government are one in the same. and government is an extension of you, so on and so forth. It's all pure hypocrisy, of course, because all these people have their own armed bodyguards. Speaking of Senator Dianne Feinstein, yes, friends, she has her own permit to carry, her concealed weapons permit in California, but they don't want you to be able to have weapons, folks, not you, the little people of America. Friends, always keep in mind they always play the hypocrites. They advocate the crime. Listen, who are all those anti-gunners that came out? Sylvester Stallone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go down a whole list of these Hollywood stars that do nothing but teach the younger generation as to how to commit violent gun crimes. And yet here we have the Michael Moores of the world who has an armed bodyguard. Why? I don't know. Maybe that's just on the beach in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because of a shark season. He's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, that could be it.
I don't know.
But it goes back to what you're talking about as far as doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you look at the hypocrisy going on here, and even with going back to Obamacare, of course, you know, Congress does not want Obamacare for themselves, but they want it for the American people.
Oh, Obama's kids have 12 armed bodyguards around them in public or in the schools in which they go. So you tell me why this guy needs missiles on the top of his house, speaking to the president now, and he has to have this little entourage, this little army of troops around him to protect him from you, the bad American people.
So let me get this right. So Obama's kids are protected,
yes,
but he doesn't want you to have the ability to protect your own kids.
That's correct.
Oh, I see how that works. Okay, so the Congress doesn't want Obamacare for themselves. They're opting out of it.
Just like Obamacare, by the way. Just like Obamacare.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't want it for themselves.
That's what I was talking about. Just like Obamacare. They don't want it for themselves, but they want to make sure that the American people are forced to have it for themselves. Of course, they'll say, oh, you can keep your own plan and all these different lies that we've seen over and over and over again. Just like with the gun issue. So Feinstein, she doesn't want Americans that have guns, but yet she can carry guns.
That's right.
She can have an armed bodyguard to protect herself.
You said Rosie O'Donnell, too. She was complaining about Columbine, and the next thing you know, we find out that she had her bodyguard just applied for a permit to carry a gun to protect her and herself. What's interesting about that, a guy caught on to that really quick, and he said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. So
that's right.
He nailed it on the head.
Well, it's true. It's not the gun's fault. It's the people who are operating the guns that are either good or bad.
Exactly right. So when a crime's committed, the gun is not thrown in jail.
That's
the person that pulled the trigger, that took responsibility to commit the crime, the act, because the act is not apart from the actor. That's exactly right. That's a whole other topic.
It's how
you
use
preach
it.
On that
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. And if you look at fire, a fire can be a very good thing. Fire can be a very warming thing. It can be a very good assistance. But fire in the wrong hands of someone who's going to destroy something is a bad thing. Fire in and of itself is not bad. It's how you use it. Just like, you know, guns.
Of course.
They're not bad in and of themselves.
It's the way Rosie O'Donnell uses spoons.
Exactly.
Okay, what is she using that spoon for? Is it healthy for her, or is it not healthy for her?
That's right.
Maybe we should ban spoons then.
It's not the spoon's fault. It would be Rosie's fault, who's making the choice to put the food on the spoon and putting it in her mouth.
That's right. A free people ought to be armed, George Washington. Ben Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Thomas Jefferson said, no free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Thomas Jefferson again said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. I can go on and on and on and on. The Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. There is no infringement, friends. There is no argument, and there is no debate. The Constitution says what the Constitution says, and for those that don't have enough common sense, let me tell you something. You don't walk around downtown Minneapolis or any other place with a little button on your shirt that says, proudly disarmed. No, because then you become a prey to a criminal.
Well, I have an idea.
Is that hard to figure out?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Since Obama is the leader, quote unquote, of our country, and he should be setting the example, and of course, what starts the top obviously goes to the bottom. How about we disarm all of his bodyguards, take away all of his protection first, and that will set the example for the rest of the country.
Protection.
What do you think about that?
I don't think he should. There's not a need for that. But there is if you're working against the people.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no question about it.
Exactly. So if he's all about getting rid of our guns, how do we get rid of his protection first for him and his family? He can start the ball rolling and we'll take it from there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll follow by example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're the leader. Let's follow your example. Our attitude reflects your leadership. So let's see where your leadership takes us.
Have you ever noticed that his leadership is on the wrong side of the line concerning every issue in this country?
Yeah, every
it is un-American
issue.
And it is unconstitutional without fail. I mean, you almost got to ask the question, is his name really Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah.
I got to give the bloggers something to dig up.
Yeah,
so I figure
exactly.
That they can have that one.
Well,
you guys can have that one, all right? Okay, anyways, let's jump to the next topic here. We were just talking about, Steph, you were actually bringing up the conversation. We were talking about the media really quick, and I'm trying to jump back to something that I just lost because we were talking about Feinstein. We should just call her Mrs. Frankenstein. Folks, I'm just having one of those days.
Yeah,
please
what is the media going to be accountable? You know, if you look at it,
they are accountable because,
they
again,
do
they don't. This is great. They don't have the freedom to lie, defame. They don't have the freedom to go ahead and create a jihad on somebody. They don't have a right to lie,
that's
simply
exactly
put.
Right.
Yes.
So what happens in the media? They outright lie. They false report and sometimes, like, well, we didn't include this in our reporting about this. And they'll go on air and they'll apologize for it. How come there's just an apology? Why is there not
criminal
charges?
I do give them a
charges?
High five when they do apologize, though. I do.
Well, what about if they broke the law intentionally? What about the charges, the criminal charges that should go against them for breaking the law, for defamation, for slander, for, you know, false light, for accusations? I remember a car company, they showed something about a car company, a car, like, exploding. Well, they forgot to add the fact that we didn't tell you about this, this, and this.
Oh, right, right.
So,
that they
so
actually...
how come they can just say the apology and then, oh, we're done with it, and no one says, listen, no, you're not going to keep doing that. That's inaccurate reporting. You're not going to be allowed to do it. When do they get shut down? When the people stand up?
That's exactly when they correct themselves, and not until then, and that's exactly what needs to happen, and I hope to God that's what is happening, because I know that that's how I would deal with this situation. But I do got to say this again. I am happy when they apologize, because at least you know then they know that they themselves were wrong.
Right.
And
were,
at least you can
or they were forced to apologize.
Well,
they
you
were
can
made
at least
to.
Trust what they're saying a little bit because they, you know, at least acknowledge that they did something unlawful. High five. But not when you do it again and again and again and again. I mean, you look at the MSNBCs of the world. I mean, those folks
that's what
just,
I'm saying.
Wow. I mean,
you mean
whoa.
So someone should maybe hold them accountable like the Sons of Liberty with Rachel Maddow and MSNBC?
I would think so. I wasn't going there, but I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll see what happens here, but I would think that that would be the right thing to do, because if you just let it go, they're going to do it again, and friends, rest assured, they will. Well, they'll
same
do
thing
it
with
again.
Crime and the criminals that they know they can get away. You've got three strikes, and then you're out. If you do so many DUIs, then this happens. There's so many this, then that
come
happens.
Yes.
So you can do the same thing. It just goes back to the beginning of our conversation.
Yes. We got to keep in mind, though, those that are behind the media, because you were asking the question at the very beginning of the show, they need those people that are called useful idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Because with useful idiots, the useful idiot doesn't he himself. They think that they're actually, you know, they're selling their soul out. But what they don't realize is that they're actually adjusting the noose that's around their neck, because that's why they're called useful idiots. And we've talked about this on several different shows, but it's interesting that useful idiots, that was a term that Vladimir Lenin used, a revolutionary under, along with Stalin's regime back in the 30s. They needed useful idiots that would actually promote their propaganda. And then when communism followed socialism, and this is what we're hearing today is socialism, but communists are actually behind the socialists implementing a very dangerous government, totalitarian government, and when that government is implemented, then what they do is they kill off, firstly, the useful idiots.
That's right.
You just have to study history to see that, but we have plenty of useful idiots in America, friends.
But you know what's interesting is most of the time whenever we do events, we'll say, you know, you always ask the question, how many of you believe the media? Hardly anyone raises their hand, but then when you ask how many of you watch the media, they all do.
Yes.
So are you going to sit there and let yourself be spoon-fed? I mean, babies are spoon-fed. Adults should take a look at the package and see what they're
but
eating.
I don't believe that. I've got to take a quick break. You got Bradley and Stephanie. You know her as the Pretty Little Princess. I am the son of Liberty, and she is the...
daughter of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check out the new website, friends, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment coming up. Having a good day. We're just kind of having a free-for-all right now. That's good for me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown of freedomoutpost.com. I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and His gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using His message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Christmas song here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And I know all you blue hairs.
They're wishing you
got
go back
your Aquanet, your hair is spiked out. You got the metal bracelet on your wrist, you know, the leather and the spikes. Rock fisting it right now. And some of you guys are saying to yourselves, I just can't drive 55. Obey the laws of the land. Okay? Set it on cruise control. That's real grace. Really is.
I thought you were going to say, you know, some of those blue heads are wishing you'd play that 16-year-old Elvis kid again.
No, honey. This is the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Elvis, who's Elvis?
No, I have no idea.
I don't either. Anyways, we knew of a guy back in the 70s. He died in 77. He had this, like, really, like a comic book look to his hair. By the way, that's where he got his hairdo from.
His idea. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's exactly right. We could talk about that all day. But
so maybe we'll have to get some calm music for our older listeners, like a nice, pretty, you know, piano-like sound.
Listen to herself, folks. You know what she's doing right now? She is giving herself an entrance.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. She's saying, Bradley, ask me to sing another song.
What could
be a really slow song, Stephanie? What's a slow one?
I wasn't thinking about...
Yeah, you were.
What?
If you look at her face on Sons of Liberty Radio, you can see it's a fact.
No, I was not thinking about that when I was talking about that.
Narcissism comes
right
to
there.
Mind.
No,
yes.
I was thinking about like some nice, you know, like I have a Christmas CD that I put together.
Yeah.
Of just my favorite kind of Christmas music from a bunch of different CDs.
Yep.
So some of them are really kind of like instrumental and like, you know, slower, and some of them you listen to and think, you like that?
Okay, answer the question.
Okay, what am I answering? A slow Christmas song.
Yep.
Oh, Holy Night. That's my favorite
one.
Okay,
let's hear a little bit of it.
All right.
Okay, now this means you're buying lunch. Okay.
I am?
Yeah, you are, because you know exactly what you just did. You did.
No, I did not do that.
You just gave yourself an
answer. I was thinking about some calmer Christmas music.
Just slow your roll, sissy. Just trying to have a little fun here. Here, you want some of this coffee?
No, yeah. I don't drink coffee. I'm strictly natural.
I'll tell you what, Kona Light coffee is second to none. That stuff will literally put you on the moon in 5 minutes. And it's all natural.
Oh,
my gosh, I got to be careful. I have a bunch of dopers calling it. Hey, man, you know, Bradley, marijuana
regular
is,
coffee.
That's natural, too. You know, so are rocks, but we're not called to smoke them, dummy. Okay, anyways, let's get to it. Let's hear that song.
Okay, I'll sing a portion of it.
Okay, just a portion.
Okay. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Amen.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Have you ever been in choir and you're actually singing one of those high notes? Because it feels like you're almost kind of stepping out and then you kind of change your voice to go another level. Have you ever broke right there? Because I know that one day when you were at a theater called the Ordway in Minneapolis, you actually fell down the stairs. Now we're getting really transparent.
That was privileged information.
Yes, it was. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I did fall down the stairs. You know, I had some heels on. I just kind of lost my balance. I had to grab the side of the railing. I am not the most graceful walker. But, yeah, sometimes you hit those high notes. And, in fact, I think it started a little high. So, but I think you've had that
happen. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm a drummer, right? So mm-hmm. if I'm double bassing. And all of a sudden, I'm getting to the point where it's like, okay, I'm losing control of that.
Uh-huh.
But I'll step out into that.
Right.
Have you ever got to the point where you actually cracked right on the spot?
I'm sure. Yes, I do remember. Well, I do remember this. It wasn't a high note, but I was actually in the studio. True story. We were singing this song called "I Got My Mind Made Up, My Heart Is Fixed, and I'm Going with Jesus All the Way" by His Grace.
I got my mind made up.
I remember my heart. So I started singing that song, and I was trying to go, I don't know, do something fancy or something. I said, "I got my mind made up," and it literally went down like that. It was so bad that I've laughed about that since. I mean, I've sat down with
opposite of our ratings, of course.
Of course, you know, as soon as you're in the studio and you're going at it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, can I have that portion of my life back?
Yes.
That was one of those moments.
Just rewind it. I mean, that's why you have Pro Tools, right?
Exactly. But, like you mentioned, back in the day, they did not have that luxury.
No. Here, I'll tell a true story, and then, Steph, I'm going to give it back over to you.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, when we first got onto radio, this is 13, 14 years ago, I had two guys in my ministry come up to me and say, let's do live radio, because I used to pre-record all the time. And the reason I would pre-record was because I didn't want to make any mistakes. I literally didn't want to misrepresent Christ in any sense of the word. And in saying that, we would use Pro Tools. So if I made a mistake, I could just cut the mistake out. People started calling me and saying, Bradley, how is it that you record? I mean, you're flawless. And I say, well, I got to tell you the truth. I'm standing behind Pro Tools. I'm actually correcting everything. Well, lo and behold, two guys in the ministry said, Bradley, let's go live once. I said, I don't want to go live. And they said, why don't you want to go live? And I said, because I don't want to make any mistakes. Well, one day, I said, okay, I'll try it. Because they kept it. Persistence paid off. It did. And little did I know that God was actually using them individuals to push me in my call. And in saying all that to say this, I got on live radio. And right before I went live, I looked at these two guys and I said, now, when we go live, don't you sit there like a bunch of deer looking in headlights. Guess what happened when we went live? They both stared at me. I said this, quote, I wish I could get the radio show. I said, I knew you guys were going to do this, and that's where it started.
I
and
remember
it started
you saying
the flow.
That it's kind of like blink, 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 blink. Blink, blink.
Yeah. And they would just sit there and look at me like, okay, Brad, what are we supposed to do? It's like, listen, dummies, you guys are the ones that got me into this mess in the first place. So
they expect you to take the lead, and you did.
Amen.
And that's why you're here.
Yes.
So we know, of course, that we're coming down to the end of the year. And, of course,
Merry Christmas,
Merry
by the way.
Merry Christmas, yep. Everybody. And we're coming down to the wire. And I know lots of times people like to do end-of-the-year donations, and we here at the Sons of Liberty are going forward with everything that the Lord has called us to do, whether it's been difficult. And believe me, on a daily basis, there's lots of things that we overcome to be able to reach out to the masses. And what you hear on the radio is what you get when we go all these different places. And, in fact, we're talking a little bit about having, you know, events. If you would like to book Bradley Dean, you can call 1-866-233-0747. But events have a different feel because it's the in-person, you know, a Holy Spirit experience.
I love being with people.
It really is.
Can I interject this, wife?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that 95% of what we do, I want you to hear what I'm telling you. We don't necessarily want to do it, but we do it because we know at the end of it, it gets us to the people.
That's
and
so
that
true.
Is my end aim because I love being with the people.
That's right.
That is the heart of the gospel, is to go out there. And I just love people.
And it's a lot of work to get out there, especially you know, when you're talking
all
to people.
All people.
All people. It's a lot of work to get out there. You talk to a lot of people. You have to go to a lot of different, you know, talk to this person, to that person, set this up and get this organized. And it's a lot of work. But when you
every
do the
time,
event,
yep,
there's
after,
all work.
Every day.
It.
Every time we get done doing an event, everybody looks at it. And say, they'll all look at each other and they'll say, it was worth it.
It was worth it. It was worth the 20-hour car ride. It was worth
and
all
And they'll
this,
cry you know. Like a bunch of babies with wet, poopy diapers on all the way up until we get done with the event.
That's right.
No better way to say
it. There's a lot of struggle and there's a lot of warfare that goes into doing events. And when you're done, it's like, oh, that's why it was worth it. That kid was touched and that heart was changed and this was going on. In fact, I was going to bring up the story. We did a tea party not too long ago. And at the end of the tea party, you had a 3-time Purple Heart winner, I believe.
Yeah.
Come up to you and say, this has not come cheap. And he saluted you right there after you got done talking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we'll never forget.
Yep.
And when you look at that and you look at how that guy's heart was impacted, he already sacrificed for our country. I'm sure he had friends that died on the behalf of our country. And he saw a ministry that was picking up his sacrifice, his buddy's sacrifice, and not letting them die in vain.
Yep.
And living for what these people have sacrificed for. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. So if you're saying, listen, this is a ministry that I want to support, that's saying it like it is, not cowering around the issues, not dancing around the issues, not being diplomatic. We call a spade for a spade. In fact, we got a caller from Australia who's telling us the very same thing. You call a spade, and that's what he liked about it. Please do call to support. It's 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. And, of course, you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button, which is in the top right-hand side of the screen. It's in a nice American flag there. It says donate. Click on the button. Please make it. And also, I'd like to say that when we're highlighting these products of the week and these Christmas packages, so on and so forth, those packages also are a donation towards the ministry, too, as well. So you can support us by getting the word out there to your friends and your family. You're reaching people for Christ on a daily basis.
Amen. Now, friends, just keep in mind, a 3-time Purple Heart winner salutes me and says, thank you. You have Senator Dianne Feinstein calling vets mentally ill. Something ain't right about that. Stand up. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.